Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the world has too many cranks and not enough self-starters. Once again, we want you to know how much we appreciate your listening to Bible Meditations. Please listen each day when we go together to the Bible to learn more about the will of God. Tell others about the program and invite them to listen as well. Let me also extend to you greetings as the holidays are here and we're having part in the enjoyment of those holidays. Indeed, it's a great thing to talk about Jesus, and that's what we've been doing on the radio program this week. The question, Jesus, who is he? And that question was asked in John 9. The blind man was asked, do you believe on Jesus? And he said, who is he that I may believe on him? And then in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus asked the question, whom do men say that I am? Some came up with answers, a good man, but that's as far as they took it. The apostle Peter, however, revealed the real truth. He's the Christ, the Son of God. So we've answered the question, who is Jesus, by saying he's the Son of God. He is also the Savior of the world. Matthew 1, verse 21, ye shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then we were looking yesterday at the fact that he is God's spokesman. God speaks to man today through Jesus Christ. Once in a while, somebody tells me that the Lord spoke to them, told them what to do with their life and how to behave themselves. Well, friends, he does speak, but he speaks by his word. It's not him appearing to you in some small, still voice. Or after you've gone to bed at night and everything is dark, then he appears and talks to you. No, that isn't what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God's spokesman is Jesus the Christ, and his words are revealed in the Word of God. Well, who is Jesus? Well, he's a perfect example of how we ought to live. Indeed, friends, Jesus lived here upon the earth with all of the temptations that you and I face. He was able to resist those temptations and continue without sin. Do you remember in the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, the Bible tells us in the end of chapter 3 that Jesus was baptized by John. When Jesus came up out of the water, incidentally, that's a hint that tells us what baptism is. Jesus came up out of the water and then was led away of Satan to be tempted. You remember the temptation that came his way. Jesus was hungry. Satan said, turn these stones into bread. Well, Jesus' response was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then he was taken into a high pinnacle and told to cast himself down. Jesus replied by saying, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And of course, again, Jesus was told, fall down before me and worship me, and I'll give to you all the kingdoms of the earth. Jesus responded by saying, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So every time Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus responded by saying, it is written, three words. Look how important those words are. By God's word, Jesus turned away the temptations that were there. And so when temptation comes our way, remember there's a perfect example as to how we can overcome temptation. Why do you suppose that Jesus spent a great deal of time in prayer to his Father in heaven? Because through prayer, he had the answer and the help that he needed in overcoming temptation. Wouldn't that be a good example to follow? Let's read a passage, 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 and 22. For even hereunto are you called. Now what he's talking about is persecution. They would be persecuted for the cause of Christ, even as you and I will suffer persecution for doing the right thing. Now, even hereunto are you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. In other words, here's the example to follow. An example is something that helps us to be able to see clearly what we ought to be doing. I can remember back in school, a teacher would say, here's an example of that problem. And the example would help a person to be able to see how they deal with that particular situation. Now, when the Bible says Jesus is an example, then we know that that's the instruction we need in overcoming sin. But now look at verse 22. This is the point we made just a moment ago. Jesus did not sin. Verse 22 says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. With the temptations that came his way, Jesus is the perfect example of overcoming temptation. One more time, we ask the question, who is Jesus? And the answer comes back, he is our judge. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Jesus' words will judge us. Now, Acts 17, 30 and 31. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Can you see Jesus is the judge? I look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Who is Jesus? He is our judge. And therefore, we need to be living according to his word so that we may show proper honor to him. And because we have honored him, he'll reward us as we have been obedient to his will. As you think about Jesus this week, remember, he is the one sent from God to take us to heaven. We appreciate very much your listening and remind you it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.